This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Mondays are spent in the company of Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist, helping churches, mission organizations, and you and I to get our heads around the season that we live in. Mike is in the Southern Cape, probably slept in his Bulls jersey. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Brad. You know, the Bible says we must mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. So, you know, for seven weeks you mourned with me, and for the past 2 weeks I'm mourning with you, my brother.
I know. Talk about the fickleness of sport, right? What you think is a role ends, and what you think is a continual losing streak ends, just like that. That's kind of life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we see the greatest of all time, Novak Djokovic. Also, I think he's retired now. And yeah, what a great sportsman he was. So yeah, so everything comes to an end.
Yeah, I guess. So I don't even know where to start this morning. If it's not the Epstein files, if it isn't Iran, no. If it isn't, I don't know. I don't even know where to start. All of these things. I find some of the stuff, like the worldly stuff, so distracting and creates so much of an uproar. And I don't even know. Sometimes I feel the stuff is so shallow and deserves to be ignored. But I suppose there's a lot of realities right under our noses.
Yeah, the challenge for us is we cannot ignore it, because we are placed in this world as light and salt. And we can only really be... we can only really influence our communities when we know what's happening. If we simply take the ostrich mentality and stick our heads in the ground, we're not going to make any difference. I think the biggest challenge for me at the moment, Brad, and I think this is something we all need to be aware of, is how easily it is for the church to be divided on issues, and then we lose our influence. And in Luke 11:17, you know, Jesus was very clear. He said, a kingdom divided will be ruined, and a house divided will not stand. And I just want to say this morning, Brad, I've never, in my 50 years of ministry, seen the church so divided about issues like we see at the moment. And whether it be Mr. Donald Trump, whether it be Israel, Gaza, we've seen it 7 years ago, or 6 years ago with a vaccine and COVID-19. As a church, we need to be aware and constantly aware that issues do not divide us, because we have Jesus Christ that binds us together. And if we lose sight of that, we become non-influenced in this world that we live in. Just this past weekend, we saw the expulsion of the Israeli Israeli official who visited a hospital in the Eastern Cape. And within literally minutes, Brad, emails and posts and social media started doing the rounds, and once again trying to divide the church and divide people in this nation. We must never allow outside nations trying to divide this nation. This is what's happening in Iran at the moment. We see that through sanctions, Iran is being divided. This is what we saw in Syria. This is how the war started. It didn't start from Syrians killing one another. It was an outside influence coming inside with a weapon of war, of dividing people. And then once you've got a division, you conquer. And this, we must be so incredibly careful about that. And let me just comment on the social media, the WhatsApp message talking about South Africa has just expelled the Israeli ambassador. And then it includes Qatar, it includes Gaddafi, it includes the Rand falling, it includes Hamas. It's just amazing how manipulative Christians can be in trying to gain support and divide. And let me just say that quite clearly. It was not the ambassador. He's simply in charge of affairs in South Africa. The king did not invite him to the hospital in the Eastern Cape. It was not because of gift of the givers. The currency has not been weakening since this incident. Actually, it's on a 10-year high. And then how to bring the naval exercise of Iran in this in, and Gaddafi funding, you know, the ANC, this is just manipulative. So I would really like to warn Christians, watch out for manipulative social media posts that is aimed at dividing you in making decisions that will eventually divide the people of South Africa and divide the church in South Africa. So many things, Brad, but let us be really careful not to be manipulated into making decisions that will harm our witness.
Yeah.
And what unites us together is Jesus Christ. And let's hang on to that. And also another big thing this past week, Brad, and this actually surprised me, is that the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, is now acknowledging that more than 70,000 people have been killed in Gaza. Mm. This is quite a huge acknowledgement, because they have denied this for the past 2 years, and I think many Christians even say this is Hamas figures, so it cannot be trusted. But the IDF have now acknowledged that more than 70,000 people, more than 20,000 people have been killed in Gaza. Something as Christians, whether we agree, love, or not, we need to mourn the death of every soul that has not yet accepted Jesus Christ as Savior.
Yeah. Mike, I've got a bit of a bugbear about this. What you said a little bit earlier on, how can I say this well? There's a call on our lives. There's a call on our lives to be salt and light. You've mentioned it, but to be able to add that flavor to the world, and this jumping up and getting on a bandwagon, and I don't know, thinking that we're doing the right thing because it's how we feel, and then it ends up being so divisive. And I've carried a bugbear now for a while about certain things, and I'm thinking of Philippians 4 verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, right, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And we know this is a postcard verse. We have it on our bookmarks in our Bibles and that kind of thing. But we don't even do this. We love to be carriers of the dramatic and of the negative and of the divisive. Yeah. I think as much as we appreciate grace and love Jesus, we are all struggling to get this part right, because we can't be part of the problem. We have to be the solution.
Yeah, my brother, truer words you cannot speak today. This is absolutely the case. And as Christians, we have been entrusted with a message of bringing hope and bringing life in our nation and in this world. And if we become part of the Klaar Brigade, people just walking around moaning about everything, what solution do we offer? We have a mandate to bring flavor to this world.
Amen.
To make people fall in love with Jesus, not by constantly talking about all the negative things happening in this nation, but by presenting Jesus, the beauty of a Savior. So, yeah, absolutely. I want to encourage people, think what you are thinking about, and don't believe everything you think. It's so critically important. This is something I live by, think what you are thinking about, because your thoughts will ultimately determine your actions. Yeah. And your actions will determine your behavior, and your behavior will determine your destiny. And it starts, Romans 12 verse 2, to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So let's think about the things we're thinking about. And when we speak, let it bring life, not division and not death.
I like that. That's the voice of Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist, a journalist, and he helps us to get our thoughts right, I think, because we come off a weekend of stuff, and then we end up starting the weekend, we're going in the wrong direction. So thanks for just gently nudging us back in line here this morning. Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the rain out there in your side of the world, and a cooler day, and we'll connect again next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Brad, and a lovely week to the listeners as well. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, what a pleasure. So here we are. If you're saying, hey, I enjoyed that, what Mike shared, that podcast will be available for you later on this morning. We have a staff meeting just after the show. I'm just giving you some inside info so you know things happen a tad slower on a Monday. And then Eben's going to get onto it as quickly as he can, and we'll get that up for you, right? On the Cape Pulpit website, capepulpit.co.za. Click the podcast tab. Once you're in, scroll down to Get Up and Go Breakfast. That's us. Christian Perspective on the News also has its very own channel. So if that's what you're looking for, then yeah, you can just go and check it out on that its own channel. Otherwise, once you're inside Get Up and Go Breakfast, scroll around until you find the person you want to hear from. And the newest episode is always the one at the top of the pile. Hope that's helpful.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.